We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Unish and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Master Sheni, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. We are going to discuss a case where the food, we brought Master Sheni coins to Yerushalayim. We purchased food as we were supposed to with it, and now the food became tummy. Previous Mishnah spoke where the Master Sheni produce became tummy. Now we're talking about where the food that I bought with my Master Sheni money in Yerushalayim became tummy. Says the Mishnah, Halakuach, because if Master Sheni Shenitma, food that was bought with Master Sheni money became tummy. Says the Tanakama, Yipadeh, you're allowed to redeem it, even in Yerushalayim, just like we mentioned Master Sheni itself, where that produce that I brought to Yerushalayim became tummy, I'm allowed to redeem it. I'm also allowed to redeem Master Sheni food that I bought with the Kesef Master Sheni, with the Master Sheni coins. That's the Tana Kama's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you're not allowed to redeem it. Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, Master Sheni itself, where I brought that to Yerushalayim, the Master Sheni produce, and it became tummy, I'm allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim. But the food that I bought with Kesef Master Sheni can no longer be used, can no longer be redeemed. Once Master Sheni money have been used to buy food, the Master Sheni Kedusha cannot now be transferred another time. Torah says, Master Sheni allowed to redeem for money, and you use that money to buy food. Once you do that, so the mitzvah is over. The Rishonim, some Rishonim quote the Pasuk, Vitzarta HaKesef. We were supposed to literally bind up the money. And Rabbi Yehuda understands this Pasuk to teach us that they could only have HaKesef. You could only have Kesef the first time. You could only, Master Sheni could be redeemed upon money one time. But now, to after you have, you redeem Master Sheni onto coins. And now you bought the coins to Yerushalayim. And now you bought food with it. And the food became tummy to now redeem it onto coins a second time. So the Pasuk does not permit such a thing. And others claim that Rabbi Yehuda basically is saying is that the Kedusha of the Master Sheni that was taken, that was transferred now to the money, and then again to produce, now has a lower level of Kedusha. So because it's a lower level of Kedusha, the Kedusha has been decreased to some extent, you can no longer transfer it again onto coins through another Padiyah, through another redemption. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, so now the Chachamim will give a logical argument, or Kal Vachomer actually, as to why they claim that the food that's bought with Kesef Master Sheni should certainly have the right to be redeemed if the Master Sheni itself can be redeemed. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, Uma im Master Sheni Atzmo Shenitma Harehu Nifte. If Master Sheni itself, that's the holiest, that's the Master Sheni produce itself, and I brought that to Yerushalayim, and that became tummy, I know I'm allowed to redeem that now onto coins in Yerushalayim. Halakuach bekesef maser sheni shenitma einodin sheyipadeh. So that food that I bought with the maser sheni coins, which is maybe a lower level of kedusha, then when that becomes tummy, is not a kal vachomer. This is not even the maser sheni food itself, or produce itself. It's the food that I bought with the kesef maser sheni. So einodin sheyipadeh, is it not a kal vachomer that is not logical that I should be able to redeem it. That was the argument that the Chachamim made to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbi Yehuda in response, Amar lahem, lo, no, that's actually not a logical argument at all. Why? Because im amartim b'meiser sheni atzmo, shekein hu nifte batohor berichuk mako. So he says like this, Master Sheni, you think, oh, it's so chamor, and if I'm allowed to redeem it, I certainly can redeem the food that I bought with Master Sheni coins. Not true. Master Sheni itself has a leniency. You're allowed to redeem Master Sheni produce when it's tahor, even berichuk, even at a distance, meaning it's outside Yerushalayim, that's allowed, yet Tomru, Bilakuach, Bekesef Maisa, you're going to say the same thing applies to that which I bought, to the food I bought with Maser Sheni coins, She'eno Nifteh Batahor Berichuk Mokom, which I'm not permitted to do so. It doesn't have that leniency. I'm not allowed to redeem the food that I bought with Kesef Maser Sheni when it's Tahor at a distance from Yushalayim. We learned in the beginning of the Mesechta that Maser Sheni food can't be spent on food outside Yushalayim, only inside Yushalayim. So yes, when it comes to redeeming food for money, Maser Sheni produce has a kula, has a leniency. The produce can be exchanged for coins outside Yushalayim. But the food that's bought with that money of Kesef Maser Sheni can only be bought in Yushalayim. So that which is bought with Kesef Maser Sheni has a chumrah. So therefore, it's not a logical argument that we should have the halacha, that the halacha of redemption should apply, says Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. That which is bought with Kesef Maser Sheni may be more strict, and that's why I can't redeem it. And rather, Yikaver, Rabbi Yehuda said, it has to be, buried. And that's the argument. It's like, we can make the argument that it's likely that in this situation as well, regarding redeeming the Tamei Maser Sheni Yushalayim, maybe Maser Sheni produce, is more lenient than the food that I bought the Maser Sheni, where I would have to be strict. Mishnah, Perek, Gimel, Mishnah, Yud Aleph. Tzvi, Shelukacho, Bekesef Maser. Here I have the discussion about an animal. An animal, tzvi, or deer, is a kosher animal, it's a chaya, and I bought with kesef maser, that's perfectly okay. We spoke about maybe ideally I should be buying karbanos. We said the chiddush about that, buying karbanos, the chiddush is that even though you're going to limit the amount of time you could eat it, it potentially can turn into nosar and pigel, etc. But nonetheless, I certainly can buy a deer with kesef maser in Yushalayim. What happened was I bought a deer with kesef maser in Yushalayim, v'meis, but then it died, says the Tana Kama, Yikaver al Yidei Oro. It has to be buried together with its hide. It wasn't slaughtered. You didn't do any shechita, so you're not allowed to eat it. So the only thing you could do with it would be to feed it to an animal, to feed it to dogs. But we mentioned in the past the rule that something kadosh, like in this case meat that I bought, the kesef maser sheni, cannot be redeemed if all you're going to do with it is feed it to your animals. So then if that's the case, then the deer, the dead deer, cannot be redeemed, but rather it has to be buried. Now, both the meat and the ore and the hide have kedushas maser sheni. So if I can't eat the meat, or redeem it, and it has to be buried, the hide the same. Why? Because the hide of the Maser Sheni animal is only, we've said in the past, is only allowed to be used because I'm eating the animal meat itself. But since this animal cannot be eaten, so the hide is never going to be permitted, and therefore it has to be buried as well. Now, we did learn at the beginning of the Masechta that when I buy a deer with Maser Sheni money, the hide doesn't have Kedusha upon it. Yes, that's when you eat the meat. But when you're not going to eat the meat, like in our Mishnah, so then there will be kedusha to the ore, because the whole thing is the same entity. All of it is not, you're not able to eat it because none of it was shechted. So the ore, the hide, and the meat are in the same category, and they both have kedusha, and therefore they have to be buried. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tana Kama and says yipadeh. He says, you're allowed to redeem, Rabbi Shimon holds, that you're allowed to redeem something kadosh even though it's going to be fed to animals. So I have the carcass of the tzvi, of the deer, and you're allowed to redeem it. After all, it died. So and the fact that I'm going to feed it to my animals makes no difference. I can remove its kedusha onto coins. Second halacha. Likacho chai ushchato v'nitma. Now, it's not that the animal died. I bought the animal when it was alive, the tzvi, and I shechted it, and then it became tamei. So this, obviously, it can only become tamei after I shecht it, because when an animal's alive, it's not susceptible to tumah. But once it's slaughtered, so now it's food, so it's not an avela. An avela is a high level of tumah. This is a different level of tumah, but nonetheless, it can become tamei as food. So says the Tana Kama Yipadeh, it can be redeemed, since in this case the deer was shechted and was fit to be eaten when it became tamei. So then it's like any other food that I bought with the maaser of sheni money that became tamei, which we know we allowed you to redeem that. Now, we had a machlokes in the previous mission, but obviously the Tana Kama and our mission is following the opinion of the Rabbanon in the previous mission against the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and says that you are permitted, you don't have to bury it, here you're able to redeem it, which was the Tana Kama's opinion with that which was bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni. The same thing is true here with this slaughtered deer that I bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni that became tamei. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yossi says it should be buried. Now, Rabbi Yossi seems to be following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that if you bought that, which you bought, food that you bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni that became Tamei, you have to bury it, you can't redeem it. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying here about the deer that also became food that I slaughtered and became Tamei. So Yikaver, that essentially is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But there's one additional point. The Rabbi Yehuda of the previous mission actually would not follow Rabbi Yossi here. Why not? So the Rabbi Yehuda, when we spoke about the previous Mishnah, that was speaking about where the master Sheni money, weren't speaking about an animal at all. So what we're saying is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds, based on Psukim in the Chumash, that when Maaser Sheni money is spent on a live animal, so the meat is always able to be redeemed. So Rabbi Yehuda, and interestingly, although Rabbi Yossi is following the logic of Rabbi Yehuda of the previous Mishnah, meaning when you buy something with a Kesef Maaser Sheni, and it now became tamei, you have to bury it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds regarding produce, food, whatever, that's true. But Rabbi Yehuda would not hold that way if I bought a live animal. A live animal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can always be redeemed, and Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that here as well, and would therefore agree with the Tana Kama in the case of the deer, even though we disagree with the Tana Kama in the case of buying regular food. Mishnah gives a last case. Lekacho shachut vinitma. If you bought, however, you bought a deer that was already slaughtered, it wasn't bought when it was alive, it was bought when it was slaughtered, vinitma, the meat became tamei, hareyu kaperos. Then it's like any produce, any food that you bought with maaser shemen money, which would be subject to the machlokis in the previous Mishnah between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, where the Tana Kama would say you're allowed to redeem it, and Rabbi Yehuda says this is regular food, you didn't buy the animal and was alive, so therefore it cannot be redeemed, since you bought it when it was already slaughtered, it's considered regular food, and regular food that became tamei, that you bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni, has to be buried. That would be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says, harehu kiperos. So this is the way many of the Mepharshim explain the Mishnah. However, there are Rishonim, the Rash and the Rush and others who say the Mishnah should be understood very differently. And the Mishnah is dealing with the following. Take the case of the live deer, which is with the beginning of our Mishnah, and I bought the live deer with Maaser Sheni money, and then it died. It died before I could check it. So the Chachamim said that the Mishnah had said, according to the Chachamim, oh, yikaver, Tanakama, yikaver, al yidei oro, you have to bury it with its hide. What's that halacha based on? So the Chachamim believe that the deer that I bought with Maaser Sheni has the status, is considered the same as a deer that I was makdish to what we call betek habayis. A deer can't be put on the mizbeach. It doesn't have a kedushas aguf, but it can have what we call kedushas damim, which means I can make a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. If I give a deer, I'm giving a deer to the Beis HaMikdash. So obviously it's not being brought as a carbon. A deer is a wild animal. It can't be brought as a carbon. But its value, let's say the deer is $200. So that's $200 that's now the Beis HaMikdash has. They'll sell the deer, use the money for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash they need for maintenance. So that's what we call bedek habayis. Now, when it comes to bedek habayis, animals, so there's the machlokes as to whether bedek habayis animals that are going to be redeemed, that's what I'm going to do. Obviously, I'm not using this animal. We're going to redeem it and use the money for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, the question is whether they need what's called ha'amada v'ha'aracha. Hamada Baharacha, based on the Psukim in Parshas Bechukosai, Veheemid Es HaBehema Lefnei HaKohen, Veheericho, so HaKohen, whether the animal needs to be able to stand in front of the Kohen and then be appraised. If an animal, so the Torah, when it comes to an animal itself, that's kadosh, that's going to be a korban. So then the animal obviously needs to be able to stand in front of the kohen. If the animal dies, it can no longer stand. So therefore, you can't redeem it. So that's the question. There's a machlokes maseches tumura and daf lamid beis whether or not that applies even to animals that are not being offered as a korban, like a deer, which cannot be brought as a korban, but it's being donated to the bet habayit. Whether or not that needs ha'amada v'ha'arocha. So what the Tana Kama is saying in our Mishnah, when they speak about a deer that you bought the kesef maaser sheni and it dies, and it says, they say, oh, you have to bury the whole thing. The Tana Kama is basically saying that even a bedek habayis animal has the halacha of hamada v'arocha, must be standing and appraised. And if it can't, because it died, so then yikaver, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't appraise it if it's not standing. Rabbi Shimon, who disagreed and said, no, yipadei k'redim it, he is basically saying, as he holds in Tamura as well, consistent with his position, that a bedek habayis animal is not subject to the halacha of hamada v'haracha. So the fact that it's dead doesn't make a difference. So if I have a meiser sheni deer that died and it can't stand before the person who's going to do the haracha, who's going to appraise it, Rabbi Shimon says, not a problem, you can still redeem it. And that's the way to understand the beginning of the Mishnah and the flow of the Mishnah that follows as well.